Okay, so tonight's coaching session. So we're in an achievement side. Last Thursday, we focused on the entrepreneurship coaching. Tonight, we're on the achievement side. So frequently, we talk about the power of the product to elevate our performance by 30% or more when compared with peers of equal ability. And so with that discussion and the importance of being able to elevate our performance, one of the questions that comes up from some of our personal development and achievement coaches is, okay, so help me to understand, how do I harness that? How do I get into that piece? How do I make sure that I'm getting that power in my life? So that's what we're going to focus on. Excuse me. Tonight is, what are the tools that help us to harness that improved performance? Now, I will say this. Often we talk about this in terms of improved performance or elevating our achievement, but it's really about becoming. It's about becoming all that we can be. So more than just elevating our achievement or elevating our performance, or outperforming peers of equal ability by 30% or more. It's about this rich becoming in our life. And that's what we're going to focus on tonight. So I would say maybe it starts with, maybe I'll hit three important pieces. One of those pieces are the coaching sessions. The coaching sessions and the content of the coaching sessions help us to elevate our performance when compared with our own previous ability, or when compared with our peers of equal ability, it helps to elevate our performance. So the coaching sessions themselves and the content of those coaching sessions all give us that kind of power and oomph. So that's number one. Number two, the nature of the other tool sets, like goal setting and the goal setting tool sets, as we utilize them, the goal setting wizard. Now, if you've tinkered with the goal setting wizard that's in your on your achievement hub today, it's sort of still sort of blind alley. So don't expect much of that. We haven't really empowered that. We're doing some additional development, which will turn loose on March 1 as we release the whole seamless product. But the goal wizard piece. And then the third part that really connects back to the tools that we've talked about before. Okay, so if we think about some of the tools that we've talked about before, the reflect and write piece, and how important reflecting and writing is to the elevation of our performance. What I really thought would be useful today is to tune into some of the principles around that, and it really has to do with our thoughts and what we're thinking about and how we're thinking about them. So I'm going to just share, we've got our slide presentation up. I'm going to just share some of these thoughts. One of my favorite maybe books, it's maybe a booklet more than it is a book, but John Allen's As a Man Thinketh. So if it's been a while since you've read that, it might be worth a reread. Seth, you're in a space that you get to see a lot of valuable or powerful books. Are you familiar with As a Man Thinketh, Seth?
Yeah, I've actually read it a couple of times. I think the most time was probably 18 months ago, though.
Okay, so it might be worth a reread, but we're going to hit some of those thoughts. So a little bit of background about John Allen. John Allen was kind of a philosopher, journalist, writer in the late 19th century and early 20th century. I think he passed away maybe like 1812, 1820, sometime along there. But from the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 23, 7, there's this notion that as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so it's from that that he takes the, that, that John Allen takes the title. And because Proverbs uses that male pronoun of he, John Allen persists in that, in the use of that pronoun. So a lot of these quotes are going to carry that masculine pronoun, Cammy. That does not mean it's not intended for you. It also does not mean that we are misogynistic or sexist in any way. We're just following the pronoun use of the day and from whence John Allen pulled his work. But here are four key quotes from As a Man Thinketh. And these have to do with, so as a man thinketh, of course, we're going to start, everything will engage thought. But as we've talked about before, thought is certainly a currency of the universe. But here's one of the important things, and that is that the thoughts are the seeds of all action. Any action that we undertake or undergo is preceded by thought, even if the action seems to us to be spontaneous or unconsidered in advance, it has its precedent in thought. So here are some of the quotes from John Allen. Every act springs from hidden seeds of thought and could not have appeared without them. So Cammy, I'm going to get these four, and then I'm going to have Annie, you can unmute and join in this as a conversation. So act is the blossom. So if thought is the seed, I really like his carrying on this notion that act is the blossom. But beyond that, act is the blossom of thought, and joy and suffering are its fruits. I really like that. So John and Cammy, Seth, get ready to comment here. Well, and let's start there. Comment on either of those two. Seth, your thoughts, and then Cammy will go to you.
Can I actually ask a question?
Please do.
So after reading, you know, this book and other books like it, you know, if you, what you plant in your subconscious is what ends up coming to fruition, right?
Yes.
What you think about most of the time is what you end up doing. So what I've wondered is it what you think about? Do you think about the result, or are you thinking about the actions that get to the result? Which of those proves more effective when you're trying to think about it?
Seth, I just love the question because it is spot on to where we're going with this discussion. If we think about the question that came up from a personal development and achievement coach is, okay, we talk about harnessing this power of performance, elevating our performance. How do I harness it? How do I get into that? And it starts with thought. Thought is the seed. But Seth, your questions are very rich here. Is it what I think about? Is it the action? Is it seeing the desired outcome? And the answer is yes, but there is an order to that currency. Again, as we've said, thought has currency. But the degree to which it leads to action, it has greater currency, greater power, greater oomph. The degree to which that thought and action are tied to a desired outcome, it has greater power, greater purchase, greater currency. So, and we're going to dwell a little bit more on that, Seth, but I love the question. If at the end of our discussion we haven't fully answered that, I want you to chip back in and let's dive in a little bit deeper. Cammy, your thoughts on those first two questions?
I love the blossom of thought. Act as the blossom of thought, and joy and suffering are its fruit. So there's the consequences, either joy or suffering, and a blossom. You don't just see a blossom. It just doesn't happen. There's a process, and it opens slowly, slowly. I mean, if you were to photograph it, it would be just bit by bit until it comes to fruition. And that's the way it is with the thought process in getting us into action. If it's a good action, then we suffer we experience the joy, and if not, then the fruits are one of suffering.
Yeah, I just, Cammy, you are so eloquent and so articulate. I love the way you did that. And I love what John Allen did with this. If seed, if thought is the seed of all action, then doesn't it make sense that action would be the blossom? If seed is the thought, then wouldn't it make sense that action would be the blossom? But the fruits that come from that blossom, joy or suffering, pain or sorrow, depending. Let's see. Evan, is that Evans? Can you unmute? Are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Hey, wonderful. Glad to have you on. Okay, actually, Sydney, this is in response to your question. You're the one that was saying, okay, I get that we can improve our performance. I get that we can elevate achievement. But how do I harness it? What do I do? And the start place, Sydney, is thought. And thought is the seed of all action. And I love this, the way John Allen, as a man thinketh, puts this, that action is the blossom of that seed of thought. And the fruit is either joy or sorrow, depending on what we're thinking about. But let's go back. And this, Seth, comes back a little bit to some of what you were talking about. Remember that we talked about this notion that faith is mental exertion, thought. But faith, in order to be faith, has to be based in things that are real and true. So I love these next pieces from John Allen. All is the result of a law which cannot err. To get more specific, law, not confusion, is the dominant principle of the universe. So, Seth, going back to your thought, is it what we think about? Is it what we're acting on? Is it what we are projecting in terms of the desired outcome? How does law in your mind, Seth, play into this formula?
Well, it's irrevocable. So, there is a process, and if you follow it, the outcome has to happen. It's just like if you drop something, gravity will make it fall. So I guess what I'm wondering, what we're going to go over is how to apply that law to get the desired outcome.
Yeah, so there's the key. How do we apply that law? So if we were to start, I answered your earlier question with the answer, yes, it is all of the above. So if you persistently think about a particular in a particular track, that will bring about action and that will bring about consequence, but we're going to get to all of that. Okay, here's some more. Law of the heart.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
To Sydney.
Yeah,
so so thinking about, and maybe this is one that we'll answer as we go through, but sometimes I think about things, but I have a tendency to be a little but anxious and high strung, and sometimes that thinking about things turns into worrying about something. How do I change that to be proactive thought?
Okay, I'm going to just bounce forward here because, so let's see. Here we go. Doubts and fears should be rigorously excluded. So, Sid, I'm going to have you comment on this here in just a sec. Thoughts of doubt and fear never accomplish anything and never can. They always lead to failure. And then this final thought, these are all in different places in that Think and Grow Rich, or excuse me, As a Man Thinketh. He who has conquered doubt and fear has conquered failure. Okay, so Sydney, to your question, what do these thoughts suggest to you?
That worrying is counterproductive.
Worrying is counterproductive. Now, look, I was in a meeting once with a man that some of you will know, Mr. Packer, who said this. He was speaking to a large group of people, and he said, look, don't worry, just don't worry. Don't have fear and doubt. And then he went on to say, oh, well, maybe you could worry a little bit. Because, you know, don't tell me worrying doesn't do any good. The things I worry about never happen. Do you get the point? So what was his point, Seth? Oh, you can worry if you want, I think was the direct quote. The things I worry about never happen. So, Seth, what was his point? Boyd K. Packer.
His point is to worry about things you don't want to happen, and they won't.
Yeah, look, just put aside doubt and worry. And so for that reason, you know, if we were to go back to, I'm going to just click my little laser so I can guide it here. I love this whole notion to be rigorously excluded. So, Sydney, what does that mean? Doubts and fears should be rigorously excluded. What does that mean to you?
I think it means I probably need to be a little bit more proactive about combating those, you know, those worries and recognizing them too, because sometimes I don't think I recognize the worry or the anxiety. I don't put the labels of doubt and fear on them, but they probably really are that. So recognizing it and then maybe replacing it with something more positive.
Yeah. So in another coaching session, we're going to talk about that recognize, replace, erase and replace formula. Look, I've taken way too much time on this piece, but let me just hit. All that a man achieves and all that he fails to achieve is the direct result of his own thoughts. As he thinks, so he is. As he continues to think, so he remains. I just don't want to lose any of these powerful things. A man can only rise, conquer, and achieve by lifting his thoughts. Okay, I'm going to take you now then to this tool. Okay, so how many of you are familiar with this? What is that?
The High Performance Journal.
Okay, this is High Performance Journal. So High Performance Journal is the key place. So if we're going to think about, if we're going to talk about how do we, Sydney, back to your question, how do we harness that power? How do I harness that power of high achievement? To Seth's question, is it just what I think about, or is it seeing the desired outcome? Or is it observing and attending to the actions that bring about the desired outcome? And the answer is yes. But this is how you harness it. The High Performance Journal is the tool that helps you to harness it. Now, it's not just High Performance Journal, as I started here. The coaching sessions. The coaching sessions begin to give you stuff to think with, things to think about. So it starts with the coaching session. It's followed up by your, Seth, have you got Phone Coach going for you yet?
Yeah, I only have two of the five that are in the cycle yet. The other,
okay,
there was
so have you received a phone coaching call?
Yeah.
And tell me what was your experience as a result of that?
Well, it really holds me accountable, because before it plays the message through, it asks one of the specific goals I have in here, asks about it, asks you to rank yourself on your, you know, how you've been working towards it. And one of the action items I didn't even remember was in there, but it's really important. And so that reminder to do that every single day has obviously helped. So
exactly right. So coaching sessions give you stuff to think with, stuff to think about. Phone coaching calls to remembrance your goals, your patterns, your action items. Well, so again, so both of those are important about stimulating thought, but that's not the end. So here's High Performance Journal. When you first log in, this is the view. Now you'll notice that I've added some journals here. So there's my journal. See this one? Tuesday coaching. That's so that at the end of this coaching session, you can say, okay, I'm gonna add a new journal entry here. Now, what are you going to journal about? Cammie, what are you going to journal about? What's this very first thing?
Thoughts and actions.
Yeah, Exactly right. So what am I going to reflect about and write? Now it's what am I thinking about? Okay, what was in the coaching session? What stood out to me in that coaching session? What 3 to 5 things were important? Here's the research. Sydney, we're now answering your question. This research right here about reflect and write is deeply embedded in what we call question behavior effect. By virtue of the very fact you're asking yourself a question. What stood out to me in this coaching session? Why was that valuable? How did I find it valuable? All of those are the very first start places of what's important here. And when you engage that question, all the research tells us that you are more likely to engage in that topic, engage in that behavior than by receiving an assignment. So question behavior effect is where the research starts. Elaboration, learning elaboration. By virtue of the fact we ask you to reflect on things that were important in the coaching session and to write about them, you learn more deeply. Your learning elaboration means you're thinking more deeply. So Seth, this is part of your question earlier. Is it just what randomly floats through my mind? No, this is now critical thinking. This is directed thinking. And that kind of directed thinking gives you more power. So the first two aspects of the research here that help you to harness the power of elevating your performance, achieving it at 30% higher than your peers of equal ability, or becoming, unfolding, that blossom that Cammy spoke of, all start right there in reflect and write. That's what all the research tells us. This is all based on research. But that next piece, what do I want to have happen? So in the very first journal entry, notice this is a first journal entry for Tuesday coaching. It's okay, so what do I want to have happen? Now, Seth, we're thinking about the desired outcome. So it's not just the stuff we're thinking with, it's the desired outcome. And once we've got desired outcome clearly in our mind, now it's, okay, what are my action items to which I'm committed? So now we take thought and we give thought a goal orientation, and then we take a goal orientation and we give it action commitment. So Seth, that's why I said yes. It's what you think about, but when you think about it, when you give it a goal orientation, it's far more powerful. And when we take that goal orientation and we turn it into action, now we've elevated the currency of the universe and we've changed everything about it. So why do we do this? Well, because here's the other thing. Now I could save that, which we've got nothing there, so it's not going to let me. Let me go back to all. And we'll try to get back to a journal. Now I can evaluate, and I'm able to, now what am I thinking about? I'm thinking about the evaluation. Again, it's stimulating my thought in a tracked way, in a patterned way. So it's not just what we think about, it's thinking about things in a patterned way. So that we're thinking about, critically thinking about the items, reflect and write, turning it into a goal orientation. What do I want to have happen? And then turning that into a bias for action. So it's the high performance journal is the next tool. So this is where every day I come back and I'm reminded of what I learned in my Tuesday coaching session. And now I'm evaluating my behavior today along those 5 domains of achievement. I'm thinking again with an eye towards evaluation. I can reflect and write some more if I want, but do the evaluation first. And all of those things are tied to that first journal entry. So Seth, yeah, it's what you think about, but it's what you think about in a patterned way. It's what you think about in terms of desired outcome. So when you're doing this evaluation, to be able to think about, okay, can I see myself? See that number three down here? Vision, I think it is. Visualize. Am I really seeing that desired outcome in my life and capturing it? Huge in terms of importance. Am I making good decisions about it? And am I demonstrating a will and motivation around my action items? So, Seth, every one of those points that you mentioned is very important. Okay, did we at least touch on your question, Seth?
Yeah, you did at the end. So my question was, what should I be thinking about? Should it be the desired outcome or should it be the actions? But now I understand you need to think about the desired outcome first and then think about the actions you will commit to.
Yeah, so in this evaluation every day, I would go back to look at the reflect and write. So what was it that I was thinking about in that moment? And then, okay, what is the desired outcome? Am I visualizing that? And then my action items, am I doing them? And in that way, every piece has import. Okay, so clearly phone coaching, clearly the weekly coaching, but daily, that high performance journal is the ultimate key to harnessing that power of thought in your life. Get thinking about things in a patterned way, guiding your thoughts to the right desired outcomes, visualizing them, and choosing action items that garner that thought. Okay, I'm going to get rid of this and get you back just to conclude with a couple of thoughts here. So, okay, I'm going to get you. Okay, well, it's probably right there. Men are anxious to improve their circumstances, but unwilling to improve themselves. Therefore, they remain bound. Until thought is linked with purpose, Seth, there we are again. Until thought is linked with purpose, there is no intelligent accomplishment. Having conceived of purpose, a man must mentally mark out a straight pathway, your action items, to achievement. So there it is again. Does that make sense, Seth?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Good. Would you all take just a moment, reflect, and write? Where did you, this is a high performance journal activity. Where did you hear something that was important to you? Where did you get a principle either about phone coaching or regular coaching sessions or the high performance journal as a mechanism to track my thoughts in a patterned way, get them headed the right direction? Reflect and write 3 to 5 things in your high performance journal. If you don't have it, capture them and then get it transferred in. What do you want to have happen in your life? How will this lead to higher levels of accomplishment, achievement, becoming? And of course, give yourself at least 1 to 3 action items.
So I actually have a question about the action items.
Yes.
How do we know that the action items we've chosen will lead to the desired outcome?
You don't always. You're going to get more instruction on that as we grow. So when we get into goal theory discussion, we're going to give you better thought. We're going to give you better thought and tools to make sure that connectivity is there. Right now, we just trust that you have common enough sense that there is proximity. But we're going to help you to get better at this.
Okay.
Excellent. Hey, great to be with you. I'm going to just put this on mute for a minute so that you can, if you've got people with you, you can talk about this together. And then we're going to jump into an opportunity meeting. Thank you. Let's just begin the thought process of an opportunity meeting. I think the first opportunity for Sixth Dimension is really harnessing the power of the system. That's the first, that's really the first opportunity here, learning how to make thought our friend how to make thought, I don't like to use the word slave, but how do we enslave thought so that we can harness it, harness its power to be better achievers? That's really the first power of the system. And we normally talk about that right here. There's natural laws. So if in our coaching sessions, we're getting natural laws, and in the coaching session, as a result of things you maybe already knew before, but we rehashed it, we reminded you, and then you did a reflect and write in your high performance journal, and then as a result, you turned thought into a goal orientation, now you're harnessing the great power of thought. Remember from the research, let's see, in fact, we'll just advance here. You remember from the research, the 42 trivial pursuit questions, see this, reflect and write. That's what Aronson and Steele did. They just said to these two groups of people, reflect and write. But it's what they thought about. It's what they were reflecting on. In the one condition, they had them reflect on what is it like to be a university professor? Reflect and write about that. So if you'll think about your high performance journal and what we just talked about, it's what are you reflecting and writing about from the coaching session? The first opportunity of sixth dimension is harnessing the power of thought, making sure that you are rigorously excluding negativity in thought, doubt, fear, rigorously excluding that while simultaneously cultivating good thought. Coaching sessions are all about cultivating positive thought based on natural laws. So if I'm going to go back to my natural laws here, what we deliver to you is the truth, thought around natural laws. And then what we're picking up is goal orientation. What do I want to have happen then in my life? If I'm trying to harness the power of thought, what represents high adherence? And I would say two things represent high adherence here. Number one, attendance to coaching sessions. That represents high adherence. Number two, making sure that you're getting phone coaching. That represents high adherence. But number three, harnessing the power of your high performance journal. Use 2 minutes every day in your high performance journal means you're getting adherence. And that might not be high, but that's really, if you're getting 2 minutes every day, that's pretty good adherence to the natural law around harnessing thought. What are you thinking about? Well, you're thinking about things that came from the coaching session. You're thinking about the natural laws that govern our success, that govern our growth, that govern our becoming. So 2 minutes in your high performance journal represents high adherence. And as a result, success, prosperity, and happiness. So Sydney, if we go back to your question, do you begin to see how the high performance journal is such an important tool and why it works for you in terms of beginning to elevate performance? Sydney Evans?
Yes, I do.
So tell me what you've discovered about that.
Because I think, you know, if you're writing things down in the journal and consistently evaluating that starts to train your thought process too, to those desired outcomes and the action items. And not only just like, oh yeah, but you're now rating yourself on those things and seeing
Sydney, you are brilliant. You nailed it. This is it. When we in the coaching session, you came, you listened, you got all those things about doubts and fears that were plaguing you. You had some thoughts. You recorded, you reflected and wrote. So again, if we go back, let's look at the study, Aronson and Steele, what did they have them do? Reflect and write, 5 minutes. But now, after you reflected and write, you turned it into a goal orientation, and from goal orientation, you gave it an action bias. You're harnessing the power of your thoughts. But here's the other power of using the high performance journal in terms of, let me go back, high adherence. You're recalling to your mind things that you learned from a coaching session or things that you got out of your phone coaching session so that you are getting success, prosperity, and happiness. So high adherence here represents attend the coaching session, pay attention to your phone coaching, and use the high performance journal every day at least 2 minutes. That's the first opportunity of sixth dimension, is becoming, growing, developing. That's why we call people who join our cause personal development and achievement coaches. That's what the tool set is designed for. That's the number one benefit, the number one opportunity is to become a product of the product. Now, having said that, it doesn't take long. It doesn't, look, let me just give you an example. Sally Gilbert. Sally Gilbert was on with one of our executives today, reviewing some of her technology and her goals and what's happening. Sally chose a goal that was way too big for her first month. She said, I want to lose 10 pounds, I think it was 10, in the first 30 days. That's way too big of a goal. But in her first week, she's already lost, was it four? 4 pounds. When she set that goal, so goal orientation changes our behaviors, our thoughts, and our outcomes. When she set that goal, she made a commitment. She says, I'm committed to this. Her action items, work out every day, get up every day at 6 o'clock, make sure that I'm doing some spiritual study to feed my soul. So she's getting phone coaching, and that's what her phone coaching reminds her of. She's doing her workouts every day. She's getting up every morning at 6 o'clock. These are actions that she wasn't doing before. But because of phone coach and because of a goal orientation, she's now behaving differently. She was so committed when she set that goal that she went out and tried on a pair of jeans. She bought them, though they didn't fit, because she believed that she was going to adhere to her goals and lose weight. She's down 4 pounds, those jeans now fit. That's what happens here. Look, we look at this 13 points difference. That 13 points is 30.5%. That's what we mean. Simple things, they happen quickly. This is in Sally's first week since she set those goals. Now, she's got a long way to go to be adherent, but let's see, Cammie, you know, if John's with you, you could have John answer this, but you know, Sally, if she were using the high performance journal every day, looking back at her reflect and write, her debut goals, what she wants to have happen, and the actions to which she's committed, if she's doing that every day, will she adhere? Will she continue?
Sure.
You're exactly right. There's the key. Okay, well, I don't want to get boggled down here, but the first opportunity is the power of the product. Now, don't wait for 30 days or 90 days or 120 days to begin realizing the power of the product in your lives. Begin to recognize it immediately. So let me give you another example. I was talking with Debbie Woolley today. Debbie, the day she attended an opportunity meeting, something resonated with her. So even though she is predisposed to not take advantage of the opportunity, something resonated and she stayed and lingered and said, I want to do this. And her husband, Mike, had the same impression at the same time. So they stayed and they were committed. So they signed up immediately. But they didn't just sign up, they committed to an action. And the action was the very next Friday, they were going to hold a meeting in their home. And we scheduled it. Schedule the next event. Remember first behaviors? We scheduled that event. Then Debbie got scared. All those fears, Sydney, those fears and doubts, began to flood back to Debbie. And then there were critics calling from the sidelines, oh, you're just trying to be like somebody else. You don't have to follow that person's path. You can be your own person. But Debbie, jumped into phone coaching, and she got her first phone coaching call, and all of those fears and all of those doubts melted away. And she remembered with confidence her purpose and her goal, and she remained true to her commitment, and she had that first meeting in her home. Well, think about Debbie. Debbie, in the first 2 weeks and 2 days, got her three people. That's an activity that we say might take as much as 30 days or even longer. But for Debbie, she did it in 87% of the time as we projected, because she just overcame fears and doubts. Well, that's the power of the system. All right, and that's the first opportunity of the system. Look, just a goal orientation. A goal orientation improves performance outcomes by 30%. So this is what's happening here. Principles are knowledge. That's what we know. Tools and behavior, that's what we do. And that turns into skills and habits. That's what we become. Becoming is the key. So becoming what we're thinking about persistently, becoming what we desire to become because we've got a goal orientation, becoming what we've committed to become because of our action items. That's the first opportunity. We've explored this problem. Goal behavior is decaying. Hope is diminishing. So recognize what's happening to you early on. If you got up earlier because you engaged phone coaching, as Sally did, if you are studying what you wanted to study because you committed to do it, like Sally is, if you're getting a result of weight loss, like I think we had somebody else, Dave. Dave had a similar experience, down 3 pounds from his debut goal. We're going to get better at goal setting, but that will stimulate hope. But you've got to recognize what's happening to you early, within days. If you're committed to behaviors, if you're doing things you wouldn't have done otherwise, then you're changing your life. You're changing your behavior. Recognize that, because that's where hope comes in. And then performance is eroding because we're losing hope. We've talked about these goal facts. A full 59% rarely engage in any goal behavior at all because hope is diminishing. That's just crucial, particularly when you think about this. I love William Jennings Bryan. Destiny is not a matter of chance. It comes because we learned something new and we chose a goal orientation around what we learned. And then we made action commitments. All of that reminds us that destiny is not a matter of chance. It's a matter of choice. It's a matter of the choices we make. Destiny is not a thing to be waited for. So again, don't wait 30 days or 60 days or 90 or 120 to recognize behaviors or to recognize results. Recognize them early. It's not a thing to be waited for. It's a thing to be achieved. So that leads us to the challenge. The challenge is, the parent conundrum is, that parents sacrifice everything so that they can give their children every opportunity. But sometimes that is a little bit misguided. That self-sacrificing is misguided when we do it at the expense of our own development. Seth, if you're not developing as a salesperson, if you're not growing your skill set as a salesperson, if you're not improving your career because you invest in yourself, what impact does that have on the family?
Well, who you are trickles into everything else in your life. If you're a lazy salesman, then you'll be a lazy husband. You'll be a lazy athlete. You'll be a lazy everything that you are. Who you are trickles into everything that you do.
So you've got to make that personal development investment. You've got to invest in yourself. Investing in yourself is the number one investment you can make for all the reasons that Seth just said. And here's the problem. When we don't make that investment in ourselves in favor of sacrificing for our children, they lose their North Star. They lose the grounding influence and force in their life. Because as Seth just pointed out, if I'm lazy about personal development and growth, if I'm not investing in myself in those ways, then my children don't have a model to understand what personal performance and high achievement and growth and development becoming looks like. They lose their grounding force and they lose a high performance model. So this is just really crucial. Well, so the first opportunity, it's the product. Be a product of the product, but recognize the fact that you're being a product of the product early, in days, not weeks or months. Do this early and recognize it and memorialize it. As a result, you will get higher performance and better results. You will outperform peers, but you are the ultimate peer. You're the one who needs to grow and develop and become. From there, of course, is the opportunity to expand the financial constraint. Now, this isn't an opportunity that everyone wants, and it's not the first or most important opportunity, but I'm not embarrassed about the second opportunity either. And the fact that there is an opportunity to expand financial constraints does not in any way devalue the power of or the value of the product. But it should add to it. And the power of adding to it, adding power here, is the notion that there is an economic opportunity. And with that economic opportunity, as soon as I've got someone else involved, it accelerates my commitment to the product. I am more likely to get high adherence when I've got other people involved. So it actually is a part of the performance product. But look, if we're going to expand the constraint, let's just think about what the product cost is here. The product cost is $180 per month. So from our research, we had Heidi tell us last week that she pays for each child for piano lessons $150 every month. So for two, that's $300 in piano lessons for Heidi and her family. Well, I think she's got two in piano. She might have more. But think about that in relation to the product. This is high performance piano, personal development for husband and wife, for the partnership, $90 a piece per month. So the price tag is right. For piano, just get high performance piano lessons, the price tag is right. But we also know that sometimes you've got a big expenditure coming. Maybe you're buying a home, as Sydney and Brayden are, as we've talked. Or you've got something else coming up at work, you want to cut back some other things, or other expenditures coming. So you need to expand the constraint, the financial constraint. And that's where the second opportunity comes into play. And what we do at Sixth Dimension is exactly what we've done in our Griffin Hill business-to-business portion of our business forever. We seek partners. Well, we're doing the same thing now in Sixth Dimension. We're actively recruiting personal development and achievement partners, coaches, people who will say, I'm a product of the product. And I want to expand my financial constraints. I want to earn more money. Well, we pay people as partners to sell. We pay people as partners to help others. We pay people to train. This is not in any way a multi-level thing. This is simply you get paid for performance. It doesn't matter what the levels are. You get paid for performance. Well, in that way, we don't want to compete with your multi-level opportunity, whatever that is. I know we've got a lot of people from Legal Shield in. We've got people from doTERRA in. We had some people looking who were in Unique the other night in. We're not trying to compete with your multi-level. What we are saying is we'll compensate you to engage in three behaviors. So when you sell, that means you're directly selling. We'll pay you a $60 commission. That's 33% of the total purchase price. Well, if it's a full third, it doesn't take much to figure out that if I've got a third times three, that means I've got a whole. That means if I sell three, I get mine for free. Now, what you get for free, you sometimes devalue. But here's the deal. Once you've got these three committed, there's a different level of commitment. So it's not the dollar cost that brings about the commitment. It's the social engagement cost. Well, get three and get yours free. We compensate people to sell. But we also compensate those people that you sold. So they are now authorized as personal development and achievement coaches. As an authorized personal development and achievement coach, they can also sell. So help them. Help them to do exactly what you just did. Now, first help. We gave you this in our entrepreneur coaching session last Thursday, the first experience. Sit down with the people you sell and engage with them the first experience. It's a tickler to help them think about people they might know who would possibly be interested in high performance piano lessons. Using that tickler, you can then, after you've written, I think there's, you know, I don't know how many, 7 to 12 questions, 3 to 5 people each question, and then go back and circle. After you're looking at all those names, circle 5 to 7 names of the people most likely to be interested in the product. Well, what you're doing here is helping the person you sold to get their mind around somebody that they think might be interested in the product. Well, once you've done that, we're going to memorialize, we're going to compensate you when they make a sale, we're going to compensate you for helping them by paying you another $25. So if all three of the people you got get three, and we're compensate, that's 9 times $25, that's not yet that number, so ignore that number, but it's not, but we're going to get our 9 times 25. We're also going to compensate you to train. In other words, you helped this person do it, now train them to do that first experience in the same way. By the way, your help doesn't end there. It's helping them with digital marketing, social media marketing tools as they're available. This does not mean pick up a new part-time job or a new full-time job. It means we'll guide. Bring them to entrepreneur coaching session on Thursdays. Make sure that they get connected with the tools available on the website. It means just help. And then train the people you sold to help those that they sold. And again, we'll compensate you $25. So if all the 9 got 3, there's another 27, and 27 plus 9 gave us our 36, times $25 gave us $900. Now look, I've suggested that this first step you might be able to accomplish in 30 days. Our experience so far is that that's a very reasonable number. If you think about the proofs I just gave you about Debbie and Mike, they made action commitments about invitations the very night they enrolled. And as a result, they did this in 2 weeks and 2 days. Meaning they did it 87.5% faster than we projected, because they made action commitments with deadlines about inviting. So if that's the simplest case, is can one get three, and does that take 30 days? If that's the case, then one can get three more. Should take another 30 days. Or one can get three more, another 30 days. So within 90 days, that would look like a new $900 of income into the household. Household budget just increased by $900. Look, I'm here to help you, whoever, whichever one of you out there cares about this message. I'm here to help you in any way that I can to accomplish that. As an example, John and Cammie, I'm going to Henderson to do a meeting with you for your people on Saturday, right?
Right.
Because you told me we've got some people in Henderson. How can we do it? How important is it for you to get the support to help you expand the constraints? How valuable is that?
It's monumental. It's priceless. There's no, when they hear your enthusiasm and they see it, from, it is so much better.
Well, Cammie, it's not that any of us can't do this, but I'm committed. I'll do what I can. So right. Cammie and John have suggested there might be some people in Layton. I'll get on your calendar. I'll be in Layton. I've had another request to do another webinar where we can get people from distance. We'll get that scheduled. I'm here to help you to get this done in 30 days. So that's why we posted that first experience on the website, so that you can help. And so that you can use that to train somebody else to do that little piece. Look, I wouldn't stop there if I were able to do that in 30 days. I'd take the, just think about if I did this 3 months. 3 months is I've got three people. So in 12 months, I should be able to get 12 people. There's my 144. And if I had 144, John, have you got a calculator going for me? I don't remember what this number is. 144 times 12. So if I helped all of my 12 get 12, that's 144. If I trained all of my 12 to help their people to get 12, that's, I think it's 1728 or something like that, which gives us 1872. On which we're getting $25. So if I've invested a year, I'm going to take a year to get my 12, but then I'm going to help and I'm going to train for another year so that all of my 12 get 12 and all of their 12 get 12. By the end of 2 years then, if I sum all of that together, it's more than $47,000 in monthly recurring revenue. That expands the constraints in your household budget. That's substantial. And you might want to go on beyond that, to say, wow, I'm going to do this for 2 years selling. I'm going to get 24, and then I'm going to help and train for another 2 years. In 4 years, it's something like $361,000 in monthly recurring revenue. That's all doable. The simplest case is right here. Can I get three in 30 days? Can Debbie and Mike get three in 30 days? Yes, but here's what it takes. A commitment to act. Developing those first habits that we talked about. Schedule the next event, first habit. When we do that, then the opportunity unfolds. Look, the first opportunity here is the power of the product, to harness the power of the mind to become. The second opportunity here is the financial opportunity to grow and to progress and to help others and to make a difference. Would you take just a minute and reflect and write? Where did you have an idea that stood out to you? And if you are the guest of someone who is a personal development and achievement coach, if you're a guest here with them tonight, I invite you to act. I invite you to make a commitment. Schedule the next event. If you wanted to be like Debbie and Mike, get enrolled tonight. Make a commitment. And then you can follow that up by, I want a meeting in my home or at a place that I designate. When can we do that? And then follow that up with your sponsor to say, get me into that first experience now. If you would act in those ways, all of those things will accelerate your performance and your growth. Okay, reflect and write. Where did you hear something tonight that was important to you? Why was it important to you? Okay, high performance journal time. What do you want to have happen? Think about names. Do you want to grow your audience? Is that a first step? Do you want to get 3 in 30 days? Is that a next step? What do you want to have happen, and what are you willing to commit to do? Are you willing to commit to the first experience? Are you willing to commit to do a meeting in your home, host something? Are you willing to commit to call 3 people a day from your first experience worksheet? What are you willing to commit to do? Okay, Seth?
Yeah?
Where did you have an aha moment tonight?
Just the process of how to think. You know, what first, you need to first have the desired outcome, and then that the action items follow that. It seems so obvious now, but when I was first, you know, I used to think, okay, what action items do I need to get some big result? But if you don't even know the result, then what you're doing doesn't lead you anywhere.
Seth, brilliant, and you're exactly right. As soon as we know that simplest desired outcome and an action, as soon as we begin to act on it, we're now a product of the product. As soon as you begin to act on something that you wanted to have happen because of something you thought or felt or desired in a coaching session or otherwise, you're now a product of the product. Seth, I love it. Thank you. Let's see. Braden Evans, are you on?
Yeah, he's right here. He's just coming.
Okay. So, Braden, one thing for you tonight from this coaching session, one thing that stood out for you.
I think the commitment to invest in yourself is important. So Sid and I have talked about, we've already budgeted for the next 2 months of, we're committed paying whether or not we have people underneath us. We're committed to investing in ourselves.
Wow. I love that commitment to invest in yourselves. You make that commitment, everything else will follow. But recognize when things are happening, recognize the progress. That's important. Now, Annie, I don't know if you're able to unmute. If you are, I'd like to hear from you. I haven't picked on you tonight, not because I don't love you, but because I wasn't sure you could unmute and interface. Annie, can you unmute? There you go. You're on. Good. Annie, one thing that stood out to you. Okay, you unmuted, but I can't hear you. Okay. Annie must be able to hear me because she unmuted, but I can't hear her. John or Cammie, one thing from your household, one idea that stood out to you tonight.
Well, for me, I love the quote from James Allen. And we always know, but it's just good to reiterate the idea, as a man thinketh, so is he. And also, pertaining to that, one of my goals is controlling my thoughts, to make them positive and not negative thoughts. And as we work on those, that'll of course work on helping us control the doubt and the fear. As I harness my thoughts to become a better person, that'll help me become a better achiever. And that's my whole desire of this whole program, is the product to help me become more effective as a person.
John, inspiring, brilliant, and absolutely true. Thank you for sharing. Hey, great to be with you all. Upcoming events, I am going to be in Henderson. I'm not scheduled for anything on Friday night currently, but I'm going to be there on Friday night. Braden, let's see, I know you've got a lot of family there. I'm happy to schedule something on Friday night to meet with them or others. We'll get something on the calendar for, let's see, I think Debbie scheduled something for her home on March 3rd. So she's on a roll, and I'm happy to be there with her. So any of you that are connected with her, I'm sure she'd be happy to have you invite people. So good things happening. Coaching session on Thursday is follow-up on the success pyramid. We're still focused on the communication strategy. So audience, message, and frequency. I think that's as far as we'll get. I won't be coaching that session. Cameron, our COO, will be coaching that session. I have another commitment that night. Hey, great to be with you. Thank you very much. If you have anybody that needs me in Henderson, let me know and we'll make sure we get to them. Great to be with you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'll stay for questions if anybody has them.
I have a question.
Oh. Okay, dive in.
Well, okay, go ahead.
Oh,
your question.
Oh, I don't have a question, but I wanted to share what happened when you taught us that we perform to deadlines. So I'm the office manager in the law office.
Yeah.
And our secretary's desk is piled high. And I came in today and I said, did you know that we only perform to deadlines and I'm imposing a deadline? Your desk needs to be cleaned off and everything needs to be filed in the physical files. And she was working on it when I left. And she goes, I didn't know that we only performed to deadlines. And I said, yes, and I have the next one ready for you when you're ready.
I just have to tell you, see, that's what I mean. That's being a product of the product. You change not only the overall office productivity, but an individual's productivity, and you taught her an important lesson. That's being a product of the product. That is a wonderful proof, and it happened just that quick. Kevin, thank you for sharing that.
And not only that, then I engaged her, and I said, and guess where I learned that? From the coaching session in Six Dimensions.
Okay, those are things to tweet as well. You get them on your Instagram or on your Facebook, or tweet them. That's perfect. That's good, good, good content. Very authentic, from the heart. Nicely done.
Hey, Scott, are you going to be there in Henderson on Friday night too?
Yes, I'll be there on Friday night.
Do you have a place that you're doing a session or open to one if we can pull another one off?
Open to one if we need to pull one together. But at very least, I'm sure that whatever hotel we are in will have a lobby or a place where they serve breakfast that will be vacant. So we'll at least have some way to gather people, but open to an alternative. If somebody has a place that they'd like to host us, we'd love it.
So we have the people for Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at the address we gave you. But, you know, as always the case, there might be a couple that will come and say, well, we can't make it there. Is there another time? If that comes up, I will notify you, and we'll see if we can arrange somewhere at the hotel or whatever for possibly a Friday night one. That would be good, too.
Awesome. I'm available and would love to be meeting with somebody at that time. Thank you.
Okay.
Good. Other questions? Anybody else? Annie, did you have a question? Sydney or Braden, did you have a question?
No, we're Instagramming our favorite parts from tonight.
Oh, I love it. That is brilliant. Okay,
yeah.
Tell everybody what you're doing.
So I picked this really nice photo that I took a long time ago. But, actually outside of Las Vegas. But anyways, I just picked one of my favorite quotes from tonight, which the one I picked was, he who has conquered doubt and fear has conquered failure. And I'm going to just say I'm absolutely loving. And what is your Instagram? Is it six spelled?
Yeah, six.
S-I-X-T-H dot dimension is
yeah,
what we.
Yeah, I've got it right here on my little cheat sheet from last week. Yeah, Instagram, six dot dimension.
And six is spelled out, right? Yeah, yes. So I'm just going to say I'm absolutely loving six dimension and how it's helping me harness the power of thought.
Wow, Sydney, look, when we talk about this notion of help, as you become good at that, and you might talk about, again, there's audience. You've got audience in Instagram. How many followers do you have on Instagram? A
couple hundred, probably.
Yeah, at least. I was thinking that between you and Braden, you had like 700 or 1,000.
Yeah, well, yeah, we have another account that has like 4,000, which will.
Wow, awesome.
Yeah, but between, I'm not so cool on my own, just a few hundred probably.
No, that's just awesome. The degree to which we're learning how to do that, then it's going to help everybody. That's why I wanted you to share with everyone what you're doing, because you're helping everybody else learn that next step. First experience is the first one, but Instagramming, I love it. Nicely done. Great, great work.
Yeah, and the nice thing too is when you put the handle in there in the Instagram, I guess I don't know if it's called a handle, but when I tag you in it, at six.dimension, then other people can go, and maybe they're not ready to approach me yet and say, hey, what is this? But they may be curious, like, what is that? And they'll go look it up, which gives them more content and more understanding, you know, instead of just being like, oh, no, I don't want to know. Anyway.
Very cool. Oh, nicely done. That is, look, the degree to which we get through that first experience, and then we begin doing things like you just described using Instagram. You will not be, if you did this for a year, if you Instagrammed at least twice a week, 3 to 5 times, you could not help but get 12 people. You just couldn't stop it. It's going to be that powerful for you. Awesome. Nicely done. Well done. I'm proud of you. Well, yeah. Great to be with you all. See you at either a next event or a coaching session a week from tonight. Thanks for being with us. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.